You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Sure is. Chris Fowley is back for another edition of Marijuana Media. John's here as well. John loves weed.
This is the election special of Marijuana Media. So if you are a single issue voter, this will hopefully clear up that cloud of smoke in your house. And you can rub your eyes and go to the polling booths.
Let me just check out a little...
Lol.
See what you did there, John.
Hey.
I crack a window for your pets, though.
Hey, fresh air is important. It is very important.
We've actually talked about this.
Hotbox.
Ease up on the
when
on the people
that can't
choose.
When did you last hotbox your car, though? Or hotbox?
I actually have a new car and I haven't christened it, so to speak.
Oh, come on.
So the
straight
still
after
hotbox?
The show.
Yeah,
that's there.
Right. Oh, cool. Well, that's my mind drifting. Hey, yes, policy. Now, we have kind of covered what the dilly is in the gist of most parties. Really, you can kind of lump it up and say sort of everyone's doing something except National.
Pretty much.
If you wanted to be super broad, but we're going to get a bit deeper now.
That's right.
We've pulled up a lovely little chart that you've, I don't know if it's you or somebody's created for Normal
Mate,
NZ.
That's me.
It is me. I like how you've used either love hearts or thumbs up or like a frowny face.
We are so down
keeping
with the emojis.
It's keeping the lingo
on
point.
There's no eggplants or raindrops.
Go to the Normal NZ Facebook page and check it out. It's Normal's Guide to Cannabis Policies. What do you see there, John? What are you liking?
I've actually gone to the normal.org.nz page, and at the very top on the front page there's a Toke the Vote, and you can just click on it and it takes you through to this beautiful green infographic, and it's got all the parties there running down the left hand side. And to make it simple for you, you get there's a thumbs up, a heart,
who's all hearts,
a face of shock, or grumpy faces.
Yep.
So there's three cues here. We've got medical, we've got decriminalized, and we've got legalized.
Yep. And so what we've done, like we got the Facebook emojis, you know, because we all know those. So love hearts, that's your strong support and actual written policy.
Right.
You know? And whereas thumbs up, that's like they've talked about some support, but there ain't no policy when you go look to read up on it, you know.
Talks
then
cheap.
The old shock face means no policy. Like, what the hell? No policy. We are shocked at that in this day and age. And then angry face, obviously, you guys suck. there's only one party with angry faces, and that is the National Party.
They're all angry
Come
faces.
On, guys.
There's a trifecta of angry faces there.
Yeah.
And the ones that I'm seeing here that are all love hearts are the obviously legalized cannabis party, the Green Party, the Internet Party. Shout out. Really weird calling yourself the Internet Party, but whatever. United Future's not doing too bad there. Top's obviously pretty good.
Well, those two are both interesting because you've got the thumbs up for United Future and Top in the medical column, which means they don't really have specific policy on it, and you'd presume that they would support something if it came down to it. But both of them are kind of a bit like, it's kind of not really there. And they just want to go straight to legalizing. And of course, that's a big shift for United Future, whereas previously, in previous years, they've been the blockers of reform, and now they have a really comprehensive policy. The irony being, they're not going to be in Parliament anymore once Peter Dunn's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, two days.
If you want a party that is all about the actual action, especially with what Julian Ginter's been up to, you've got to go Green.
Well, yeah. I mean, of the parties that are actually going to make it into Parliament, they are the ones.
She's the one that got the bill in there.
Mm, yep. ACT, they're going to vote for the bill, but they don't say that on their thing, so that's what they get thumbs up.
Who told you that? It was just like some kind
of
secret
ACT party. They're in the media saying that. And Julian had a bit of a sit down with David Seymour and explained the bill to him, and after that he was like, yeah, I'm going to vote for it, at least to the first reading. And that's what Labour have said too, they'll vote for it for the first reading. So they get a...
Well, entertain the idea, is that...
Yeah, well, you know, you can make it better, hopefully, during select committee. So you even if you've got qualms with the bill, you still go, okay, let's do the first reading so we can then edit it and amend it and change it. So right. Labor have agreed to that. And they have, you know, they have that on the website. They have written policy, we will legalise medical cannabis. So they get the love heart for the medical cannabis. But when we look at further at our decrim and legalisation under Labor, they get the thumbs up because their actual policy is a little bit vague and it's kind of like public statements about repealing the Misuse of Drugs Act, which is great. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. But they don't say what they're going to do. So they want to repeal it, but they haven't said what they're going to do. So we couldn't quite give them a love heart for that.
Right,
they're not actually explaining what they want to do.
Got to make the tough calls.
Now, the legalized marijuana party, or legalized cannabis, is there a particular electorate that they will poll well in? Or is there a seat that they could win, possibly?
That would be unlikely. I think they will do fairly well. Titai Tokerau, where you have Maki Herbert running. Mm-hmm. Basically, anywhere you can do a strong local campaign, it's going to go up a little bit.
Should we take a phone call, Jen?
It's difficult, isn't it, in the electorate races to win those, unless you're one of the big
players. You've got to be a big player.
Yeah.
Are you there, caller?
Caller, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
There's actually a combined group, a combination of groups who you haven't mentioned who don't want any change to marijuana.
That's what you're here for, bud. You're going to tell us.
That's the organised gangs.
How do you vote for them? I don't understand.
Yeah,
are you sure?
Well,
you mean the police?
National doesn't want to change it, and the
police definitely
gangs
don't
want to change it. You're known by the company you keep.
Are you saying that the National Party and the gangs might have a dialogue, or?
I'm saying that they don't want change. I've got someone from the Labor Party at the front door. Let's see you later. Okay.
All right, toodle-pip.
Bye.
That's good timing.
Looking out the window, talking to us on the phone.
Curious wee fellow. Oh, we've got another caller. Let's entertain these. Hello, caller. You're with Marijuana Media.
Good evening. I was just wondering, does Social Credit have any policies for marijuana?
Social Credit?
That is a good question. They didn't actually come on our radar when we put this together.
Everyone forgets about them. They're the only ones that want to take over control of the Reserve Bank, mate.
Oh, is that their main scenario?
Yeah,
okay.
It's Social Credit, mate.
Whereabouts?
Stop
whereabouts
the bankers making the money?
Where are the social?
Put it back in the government's hands.
Where are they based? What part of New Zealand would you say is their stronghold?
I got no idea, mate.
Bruce Beetham, he was the
man. Yeah, I remember him. When I was at primary school, he was in power.
Hey, thanks for the heads up, man.
Sweet, bro.
Take it easy.
Cheers.
There you go. There's all sorts of little parties, isn't there?
There is.
Oh, the phone is just going red hot.
May as well.
Hello, BFM.
Hi. I'd like to comment on... I understand what the prior caller, but he's talking about Social Credit, but they fell out of existence in about 87, and they split into the Green Party and Peters and so on and so on. Anyway, so what I'm talking about is what the prior caller talked about gangs and change and marijuana, and I'm sorry to say it, he's absolutely correct.
Okay.
And, I'm coming from a white privileged PhD point of view. He's absolutely correct. It's ripping the guts out of 80% of their capital. And, of course, are they happy about that? No. So they're moving to P. You know, the caller before the last, who was probably, huffing out the window or whatever.
He's a regular caller.
He was correct. All I'm saying is what he's saying is intelligent, logical, scientific, and backed up by surveys.
He was.
Mm. Okay, and I think I know where Nandy went, and he's a close friend of mine. The Green Party was cleaning up. They're moving more towards Labor. And good on them, because we need to get rid of this government. So
agreed.
I shouldn't say this, but I voted party vote Green, because I'm in the strongest national seat in New Zealand.
Right on, man.
And I voted party vote Green, local vote Labor.
So you're a proud voter. Good on you, man.
And I'm just saying, anyone out there, I've had a lot of anarchists, people talking to me who don't vote, that's cool. Just shut up about politics for 3 years. Hey, it's a common thread.
Hey, thanks,
Hey, good on you. You have a beautiful evening. And let's hope we have a joyous Saturday where these something other right-wing fascists, and I won't use the word, get out of power.
Nice. Good on you, man.
See ya.
Powerful.
Yeah. I'm moved.
I'm a little bit lost on the gang thing. I didn't really get it laid out in front of me well enough. But
I don't know if there's any direct collusion with the Nats, but certainly, you know, organised crime likes the way it is. They get this great market. You know.
They'll be making hay while the sun's shining, surely.
Whether it goes any further than that, you know.
Making hay.
So to speak.
Mm.
John got
special
it.
Special hay.
What else? Oh, look, should we touch on this... horrific synthetic crap that's been literally killing people. We found out what it is.
Yeah, AMB Fubinaca, they've revealed.
Oh, that stuff. Yeah, that makes sense.
The interesting
thing was
both Fairfax Media and Vice went and bought some off the street, sent it to ESR for testing, and as soon as they did that, lo and behold, the police released their testing. Like, that they'd been apparently sitting on.
Why would they sit on it?
It's so weird. No, they're not. They're claiming they weren't sitting on it. It was all coincidental that it all got revealed at the same time. But the police's samples were there for like 2 months or whatever, whereas as soon as Fairfax and Vice submitted theirs. Oh, we know what it is, AMB. So
there's a big old Wikipedia on it. AMB Fubinaca. And then there's like the, you know, where you get the picture of the neutrons or whatever the hell's going on there.
So yeah,
above my pay grade.
It's a synthetic cannabinoid. It was invented by Pfizer. They don't seem to have done any human trials on it. They abandoned it as something kind of risky and dangerous. Obviously, people who are trawling through the literature and that and kind of working out things to make to supply black markets around the world are doing it. This stuff appeared in New York about a year ago, and it killed a whole lot of people, and it became known as a zombie drug.
This is how people. This is how they're testing it, basically.
Yeah. So you know, you can't sell it there, so you send it here.
Wow.
And what seems to be happening, of course, is that various batches are coming in. They're coming in as some sort of powder or concentrated form. They're being applied to plant material, and in that process they're being done in very amateurish ways, like spray bottles and things, so dosages vary wildly.
Inconsistent.
People might they might have a puff and then it's fine, and then they have another one and it's way too much.
Same thing happens with heroin.
Unlike natural cannabinoids, this one can actually kill.
Real
cannabis does it, you have too much, you'll fall asleep. This stuff, you have too much, which might only be one puff too much, and you could be seizure and dying. So it is incredibly risky. People are only having it because cannabis is illegal.
Be careful out there, everybody.
Stay away.
The scary part is, I'm not sure if John said this the other day, but somebody did. Somebody definitely said this. But you don't expect to die from something that you smoke. You know what I mean? Like that's more of like a needle-related thing.
When
you get that heavy
dose.
The
very fact that the media was calling it synthetic cannabis, I think, is really risky, because it makes people think that it's like cannabis, that it's basically harmless, that it doesn't matter if you smoke a bit too much.
And actually the Wikipedia calls it that, a synthetic cannabinoid.
The police have started calling it synthetic drugs
An endosley-based synthetic cannabinoid. More sense. It's just evil.
Yeah.
We should add to that. We'll add to that Wikipedia when we're done.
But certainly, you know, up on K Road, we're seeing a bit of it around in the day, and that's some, you know, definitely some people under the influence standing in the middle of traffic and things like that. It's
horrible.
Getting a bit scary.
This election special is firing up. We've got another caller. Hello, BFM.
Sorry, Simon. I'll be real quick. Secret ingredient, it's called the ninth element, fly spray. Disgusting.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the ballpark.
And what do you call John Key? Fly spray.
I don't call John Key. I mean, his phone literally.
And I have no involvement. Hey, you guys are doing a brilliant talk, and I'll fuck off and fuck off.
Take it easy, man. You're all right.
Thank you.
Cheers, brother. Hey, 309-3879. You're welcome to call in, ladies and gents. That's basically us. Lastly, what would you recommend?
Vote. Get out there and bloody vote. I mean, I was very impressed coming up the stairs here.
People are
lining up down there to vote.
But a fast-moving queue for about three days now, and apparently a lot of people are unenrolled, just cruising on in there, and you can up until the day that you vote.
Tomorrow.
You
can't tomorrow.
You can't vote on the day if you have not enrolled.
Yeah, you've got tomorrow.
Or they'll pretend
Friday.
Like you can, but your vote actually won't count.
Yeah, they won't count.
Until Friday. If you're not enrolled, you've got tomorrow. Tomorrow is your last day if you're not enrolled to turn up at a polling station.
Let's not give them any excuse to fudge this whole scenario, because I feel like it might be close, people, so get out there and do what you guts to do. One more phone call, why not? Hello, BFM.
Yeah, what up, BFM?
What up, dog?
I've been a smoker for best part of 40 years. I haven't killed anybody. I haven't had much more of a psychotic episode than what my mentality would have led me to anyway, because I didn't actually start smoking.
All right.
But first point, when I was a youngster, when I went to a party and there was alcohol involved, there was always a brawl.
Yep.
When I got to the point where parties were indulging in that marijuana stuff, man, there were no fights apart from the ignorant bastards, and they just sort of got moved aside so that we'd get on with enjoying the music.
Right on, man.
That one?
Right on.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for that, man. Uh-huh. Appreciate your input.
Yeah, but the other thing is, we're back in the same category of the 70s when there was no marijuana on the streets and there was a heap of pee. Oh, actually, in those days, it was heroin. But it didn't matter. Hey, the style's still the same. The technique's still the same. And we'll still be getting delivered other crap apart from something like that.
Right on. People are going to do what they're going to do. We've got to put good options in front of them, eh?
That is exactly that right. And when we're giving them street-level, category, chemical, fucked-up systems, i.e. any of those non-E party pills, all those things, you know, that should have proved that we are going to experiment. So why don't we experiment with good quality stuff straight down the line?
Right, totally. We're all nodding heads in here. What's your name, friend?
My name's still Brian, and I still care about you bastards having a bloody good attitude to reality, okay?
Hey, thanks so much, Brian. Take it easy, man.
No, man. It's important, and you're rapping on about the fucking elections and stuff, yeah? It's important that we still maintain the fact that we are decent human beings in this country, and the more we hunt that, the better this country will be.
Carp high, bro. Catch you later, eh?
Kapai de korero.
Yeah, right on. All right.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Go out and vote, I guess.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.